piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent. And we're the food guys.
Do you think there's a plant, a vegetable, that lays eggs?
Not that I know of.
Well, there is an eggplant.
That's based on the shape of one kind, one variety, the globe eggplant. There actually are some eggplants that are egg-sized, jumbo egg-sized.
Well, eggplants are perfectly fine vegetables.
I love eggplants.
They're wonderful. They have the look of an exotic food, but it's a basic sort of food that has been a major factor in cooking, particularly in the Mediterranean.
Eggplant actually arose in Asia maybe as long as 4,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then it came to Europe, almost certainly introduced by the Arabs. And
you don't think Marco Polo did?
No, I don't think so. And even today, Syrians and Turks claim to have 1,000 ways of preparing eggplant. Well, I'm not surprised because the texture is wonderfully creamy when it's cooked. And when you peel it and you fry it, you have that lovely crust you get on the outside. But the creaminess of the interior is what I find so alluring. You can fry eggplant. You can bake it. One of the best recipes for doing eggplant very simply is baba ganoush. Which is a Middle Eastern eggplant dish. I just take one globe eggplant. I put it on a baking sheet and I put it in the oven, 400-degree oven.
Yeah.
Bake it for, well, it depends on how much it weighs, but typically a 1.5-pound eggplant would take an hour to an hour and a half until it gets all very soft. And then when it's cool enough to handle, you take the peel off and then you tear the eggplant into long shreds. And then you just squeeze to release the bitter juices. And then I put that into a bowl and I take a potato masher and just mash it up. And then I add some tahini, which is the sesame seed paste, and some lemon juice and some parsley and salt and pepper. And you're just
sounding better and better.
It's just absolutely delicious. And then you can use it as a dip for any kind of chip, but pita chips are particularly good. Or you could just use it as a spread on a sandwich. You could use it as a base for a sandwich and put other things on top of it as well. And then for cooking a serious eggplant dish, moussaka cannot be beat. And I recently made a moussaka, John. It's eggplant.
Yeah.
And then there's a meat filling.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of, there's one layer of eggplant on the bottom. Then there's a meat filling. And then another layer of eggplant on top. And this is all cooked eggplant. And then you make a white sauce with egg. It's a bechamel sauce. And for a 13-by-9 pan, I used 4.5 pounds of eggplant.
4.5 pounds?
4.5 pounds of eggplant. Because what you need to do, and these were the big eggplant, the globes.
Yeah.
You peel them and then you cut them crosswise into circles, 1/2 inch or so thick. And then you layer them in a colander, sprinkling each layer with a lot of salt. And then you put a plate on it and then you weight it down. You gotta let it sit for 2 hours. You can spread the preparation of this dish out over 2 or 3 days if you want. You could do the eggplant one day, the meat filling another day, and then the bechamel and then the baking of it on the third day.
Mm-hmm.
But after the eggplant has drained, the juices have come out, you still want to squeeze the slices to make sure all the juices are gone, and then give the slices a quick rinse under tap water, and then pat them very thoroughly dry on paper towels. Now, this 1/2-inch thick slice of eggplant may be just about 1/8 inch thick by this point. It's shrunk considerably. And at that point, when you cook it in olive oil, you want to cook it quite quickly over a medium-high heat, maybe 2 minutes to a side, until they become very nicely browned, and don't overlap them in the pan at this point. Cook them in single layers in batches. And you get these lovely brown slices, and then when you put them into your baking dish, you overlap them slightly so it covers the bottom of the baking dish completely.
Okay.
And then you make your meat filling, which could be beef or lamb, and then you pack that into the pan, and then you cover it with another overlapping layer of eggplants covering the beef completely, and then you make this delicious white sauce with butter and flour and milk, and you beat in some eggs, and then you add some cheese to it. And the Greeks would use kefalotyri cheese, but you could use Parmesan. I also use Comté, C-O-M-T-E. I love that cheese. It's got a really nutty flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just spread that on top of the baking dish, and you bake it at 350 for 45 minutes. It's beautifully golden on top. And I think a dish like that could get 8 to 10 servings out of it.
Well, you know, in recent years, we've seen come into markets smaller, thinner, elongated.
The Japanese eggplants and other varieties
of
too.
Sort. Now, they seem to be a little more tender and so forth.
They are tender, and those are really excellent, sometimes not even peeled, but cut into chunks and salted lightly and fried quickly, and then a sweet sour sauce put onto them. And then they just soak that sauce up. Eggplant is very much like tofu, although eggplant has a taste, whereas tofu, to me, is very, very bland. But you can put any sauce on eggplant, and it just soaks it up, but it doesn't lose its identity.
That's
you will
true.
Still taste the eggplant.
That's true. That's an interesting thing about it. Often there are different kinds of food products that are essentially carriers of other people's flavors.
Yes, right.
That don't have a flavor of their own.
Yeah.
You could do a whole show.
And now, in terms of the moussaka filling for eggplant, if you have a Greek cookbook, then just look it up in a Greek cookbook. And if not, go to some Greek website and look up moussaka meat fillings, and you'll get an idea.
Thinking lamb.
Lamb is wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, ground lamb.
And you certainly won't go wrong if you come back next week for
The Food Guys. Dum 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 d